It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I've seen them around, you'll see them around, day and night, weekends, you'll spot them doing wonderful work. I speak of Blood Bike South. And Alfonso, you're a volunteer. Good morning.
Hi, PJ, how are you?
Good. You're a volunteer with Blood Bike.
I am indeed. So I started with Blood Bikes about 2.5 years ago. I had a stroke about 3 years ago, and I said I wanted to contribute something back.
Okay.
So hence I took off at Blood Bikes, correct?
Okay. So what happened?
So basically, yesterday morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, two young fellas basically stole the bike from outside my house, my personal bike.
Okay. Does it have the logo on it, or is it just your own bike?
It was my own bike. It's the bike that I use for going into town for picking up our high-vis bikes for Blood Bikes, and the one that I use for going into work.
Okay.
As well, and obviously do my usual run around on. Okay. So it's a bit of a shame indeed.
Indeed. We're putting some images going up on X or Twitter, or whatever you want to call it. But describe the bike for me.
So it's a red Honda Transalp. It's quite distinguishable because it's got a black windscreen in the front, and it's got aftermarket mirrors as well, which kind of stand out from other Transalps. It's also got a back box on the back of it. So it is quite a noticeable bike, honestly.
Yeah, I'm looking at the black windscreen, and that would set it apart from others.
Yeah. So it's kind of, you know, at the moment there seems to be kind of an epidemic of motorcycles being stolen around Ireland, you know, and it's... I'm part of some Facebook pages where, you know, every day there seems to be a new bike going up on that page being stolen. So it's definitely a bit of a problem, I would say, at least, you know.
Like, if you're called into service now for Blood Bike South, you can't get in.
I do have a car. But obviously, you know, I mean, if you're, you know, now I got to gear up with all my biking gear and try to drive a car in with biking boots and all that. So obviously it's not ideal, you know.
Yeah.
The
car's not as flexible in traffic.
Correct.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, so when I get a call at 7 o'clock, for example, you know, we need to get into, I need to get into town as quickly as possible. And the bikes allow us to filter through traffic, get to our depot quickly and pick up a bike, which is now kind of, you know, hampering that.
Yeah. I know that the bike community, so to speak, are really concerned about security with this spate of thefts going on. It must be very frustrating to be always having to watch your back.
Very much so. And as I said, I'm part of the biking community in Cork, so I've done Blood Bikes for quite a while. I'm also part of the Crossbarry Motorcycle Club. And it is nearly every day that we hear of somebody getting their bike stolen, it's definitely a big problem. And it does worry you. Like, I try to look after my bikes. I have alarms, I have locks on them and stuff like that. But obviously that didn't deter anyone, you know.
Yeah.
These guys that actually stole the bike. So I have to give a big shout out to my neighbors. When the word went out, I've got a lot of video footage of these two guys, young, you know, insert explicit content here, going around. And they were actually checking people's car doors and trying to get into cars and everything as well.
One of those crowds again.
One of those crowds, indeed, you know. It is a, yeah, and as I said, now hopefully, you know, has been reported to the guards, and we've passed on the footage onto the Gardaí as well. So hopefully somebody will recognize the bike and something will come of it, you know.
Yeah, you just hope not that they should have, or not that it justifies. You just hope that they got the thing started, took it for a run, and then decided to abandon it somewhere. You would just hope that they didn't do harm to it.
That's it, hopefully. As I said, you know, I don't know what my chances are, but, you know, I'm still hoping. I'm still hopeful. You know, I'm a relatively positive guy 90% of the time. So, you know what I mean? I'm keeping my hopes up. You know, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
So the guards have the video footage, do they?
Correct. They do indeed.
Knock Raha around 2 o'clock Tuesday morning.
So, yeah, the 2 a.m. on the 23rd, correct.
Okay, we've put pictures of that up on our socials now, if anyone has heard anything. And the biker community kind of talks to itself around the place. So if anyone has come across it, if anyone offers it for sale, like you said, it's an unusual bike. It's got off-market wing mirrors and a black windscreen. So it's not a thing you can throw up on Dundeal and it won't stand out, you know.
Correct. And I have put a picture of it up on Dundeal with a big sign saying stolen and not a couple of places. And yes, the biking community, in fairness, have been very good. The moment I put it up on Facebook, Munster Bikers put it up straight away. A lot of my blood biker fellows, all of them shared it straight away on Facebook.
Yeah.
Even my colleagues that I work with in Eli Lilly and Little Island, it got shared around very fast, very quickly.
Yeah.
So as I said, yeah, hopefully somebody might spot it.
Yeah, with all the bikes being stolen of late, Alfonso, does anybody know where they go, where they end up, what happens to them?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There has been suggested to me a couple of hotspots around the city where a lot of these bikes end up.
Yeah.
One of my fellow blood bikers has actually told me that there's a, I'm not going to name names, but there's a place where he's actually recovered two or three of his bikes that were stolen before.
Right.
So there is hot spots, to say it that way.
An area, in other words, a specific area where a number of stolen bikes have been stolen.
Correct.
Or found, rather.
Yes.
Yeah. And do they put them, I know that with the cars, the little devils put them up on TikTok. Do they do that with bikes?
They do at times, but I haven't seen anything yet. I would have thought that I would have obviously received something from somebody if that was the case, if that bike had been seen on TikTok, but I have not yet, no.
Yeah. So, and it had a reg number. There's no point in not giving out that reg number, 96D60393. Now, look, they'll probably have, if they intend to do anything with the bike, they'll probably have taken the plates off it but or covered them with fakes. But 96D60393. And these, like you said, the guys going around trying cars, they're not professionals. They just got lucky with your bike, unfortunately.
I think they did, in fairness. Now, you know, I have, you know, blood bike stickers on my own bikes as well, you know, as a small bit of advertising for what we do, right?
Of course.
And it's on my car as well. And, you know, they're around the back of my house. So, you mean, obviously there's no scruples here whatsoever with these guys, right? You know, I can start calling a lot of names if I really wanted to, but I'm trying to keep it civil, you know?
Yeah, you can keep it as civil as you want, or as not civil, you know, if you go over the top. I have a little button that can quiet you very quickly. But I know it it must be galling. It must be galling for you, like, to do something like Blood Blakes do, and then for this antisocial nonsense. And you know, here's the worst part, Alfonso, is if one of those, and God forbid, I wouldn't wish it on him, but if one of those thugs had an accident on your bike and needed blood and had a rare blood group, it could be one of your colleagues that brings him the blood.
Yeah, correct. Or myself, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, so it is very much a kick in the teeth to have the bike stolen, you know, and it's, yeah, what can you say? Yeah. But I will also say on top of that as well, you know, the moment I put this on Facebook, for example, I got a load of messages from people saying, oh, use this tracking service or that tracking service. Now, these guys are pure scammers. That's even worse than the original bike being stolen. Like, these guys are actually, you know, vultures kind of, you know, picking on people that were part of a crime that then try and track. They say they can track the bike, but I'm an IT tech, so I know what's possible and what's not possible.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I've seen those very same ads on social media, and I've talked here many times, Alfonso, about how our devices listen to us and know what we want, whether we believe it or not. Yeah. So you've clearly had those ads flung at you. How do they work, these scams? You're into IT, so how do they work?
I reckon at the moment in Facebook, they're basically searching for the words stolen bike or whatever it may be. And they're commenting on the post straight away saying, oh, yeah, you should contact this person or that person. As I said, I've got about 100 of them now at this stage saying all of these tracking services. And they will get on to you and say, oh, yeah, we can find a bike for you, et cetera, et cetera. And then, oh, yeah, we need a unique code to be able to activate the tracking mechanism. Here's €150 that we require from you. You know, that kind of a scam. And as I said, I've received about 100 of them there already, my Facebook page. And, you know, that's just the lowest of the low. You know, you're really picking on people that have just been subject of a crime. And you're
trying to spot these things. There are little devices, aren't there, though, that you can get, that you can plank on a bike, and they genuinely will be trackable with your phone.
So normally all my bikes have air tags on them. They can track the bikes, but I only bought this particular bike literally 2 weeks ago, and I hadn't had a chance yet to put an air tag on it.
Oh no!
Right, so that's the way these things go, you know. Unfortunately.
All right. Yeah. So it's been reported to the guards. They have video footage. It's a 96D Reg Honda Trans Am bike, red in color with a black windscreen and unusual wing mirrors for the type of bike. It's 96D60393. Does it have a Blood Bike sticker on it? It does.
That one actually doesn't. As I said, I only got it 2 weeks ago, so I didn't get a chance to put a Blood Bike sticker on that one.
Okay. So whoever took it, around 2 o'clock in the morning, up around Knockraha, Tuesday night. Here's an offer, Alfonso, and I know you're cross and you're entitled to be. If they happen to be listening, and if they would just abandon the thing somewhere, could we leave it at that?
If we can find a bike and we can have it. I'm quite, as I said, the bike value isn't actually that high because obviously it's a 96, but the value that I get from using that bike is a lot greater than the value of the actual bike, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because you were planning to use it to go to work as well in the summer, weren't you?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Even now with this weather, you know, us blood bikers, we're all weather bikers. We don't hold back, even if there's a bit of rain or a bit of cold. So, you know, my bike gets used all year round, you know.
Okay. All right. Listen, I hope it shows up for you, Alfonso, and continue the great work that you do. And thank you for everything you do and all the volunteers with Blood Bike South. Wonderful, wonderful outfit of people. There's the irony, you know, if one of these gangsters were to crash the bike, have an unusual blood group and require a blood transfusion, it could be Alfonso or one of his colleagues who brings the blood on another blood bike. 0818 96 96 96. It's a Honda Trans Am 96D60393. It's been reported to the guards, taken from Knockraha around 2 o'clock Tuesday morning. If anyone's heard anything, they can contact us or contact Alfonso or contact the guards.
Cork's 96 FM.
softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.